The Conversation is celebrating its 10th anniversary this week. We aired our first show on Valentine's Day 2011. Our first guests, Danny Robinson and Alan Castro, were planning their civil union ceremony as then-Governor Neil Abercrombie prepared to sign a bill that would enshrine that right in law. Danny came on our show to share his thoughts.
I see a validation of our relationship of 35 years. Alan and I have lived as a family, and we're accepted by our community in every other way. But being able to solemnize our vows, to be able to stand in front of my friends and family and tell Alan my commitment to him and how I love him and how I want to spend the next 35 years of our life with each other.
That was 10 years ago. Civil unions began in the state on January 1st, 2012. Producer Savannah Harriman Pope called Danny and Alan to see how they celebrated and to check in on how they fared through this pandemic.
Your friends were looking forward to planning a civil union ceremony for you because the civil unions bill was coming down the pipe in Hawaii. How was that ceremony for you two?
Well, we actually never ended up having a civil union ceremony because of the pace of change and how rapidly things were moving along. We decided to wait until we could have a real marriage ceremony, not a civil union ceremony. We waited until our anniversary, I think it was in 2014, right, Alan?
January 10th, 2014.
It was actually a year after marriage equality had actually been passed, and we waited a year, and then we had a wedding on our anniversary. And I think it was our 33rd?
38th.
Okay.
That's wonderful. And where did you two celebrate?
You want to go ahead, Alan?
We had the ceremony and the event at the Hilo Bay Cafe in Hilo.
It was a restaurant that we'd been going to since we'd moved to Hilo, and they had just recently moved into a new location. It was right on the bay. We started out with only a few, maybe about 50 people, but ended up getting to be a lot more. I think we ended up having about 65 or 70.
That was 73.
And 73?
Yeah.
And we had a really good time because we invited all of the political people, other people who had been involved in the fight for marriage equality. And so it was kind of like a celebration and a toasting of what we had all accomplished.
Last time we spoke with you, Danny, I understand you were Danny Robinson, but are now officially Danny Castro, and that process has been a little bit frustrating.
It was kind of funny because I didn't tell anybody I was going to change my name, and then it was time to sign the marriage license, and I signed Danny Castro. But in order to save some semblance of who I was before Danny Castro, I used my, what I would call my maiden name, as my middle name. So my name is actually Danny Ray Robinson Castro. Changing the legal part on all the documents and everything like that was fairly easy. I think, and I don't know if this is something that I didn't realize would happen, but once you change your name, you kind of become a different person. And a lot of people who knew you before have to get used to you as the new person. I would say to people who are thinking of doing that to think long and hard before they give up their name, because it really does change things in a positive way, but also in a little bit of a, it makes you a little bit, well, I don't know how to put it. It makes you have to move on, you know, and start a new life.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I think that is an important note, absolutely. And I think balancing your own individuality in a healthy, functional relationship is something people try to do for years. And you two have been doing it successfully for a long time. So what advice would you give to someone who's looking to have a 45-year partnership?
Alan?
I think don't focus on that so much as just day by day, just trying to realize what's important. You can't really calculate, you know, how long you're going to be together or how long you're going to live. But once you wake up in the morning, you got a day, and you just live that day as best you can. And be grateful for what you got.
Well, I think also that it's important to put yourself in somebody else's shoes also. And so in a relationship, you're constantly being challenged to see things from the other person's point of view. And no matter how long you're together with each other, it's still a challenge. You still have to wake up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to do my very best to see Alan's point of view or see how he feels about things. And then maybe it'll help me understand him more. And hopefully he will be doing the same thing for me. So I just think it's important, as in any relationship you have with anybody, to put yourself in their shoes and try to understand where they're coming from and the frustrations they're feeling or the joy they're feeling.
Yeah, I know that the pandemic has posed an unexpected challenge to a lot of couples and had them really have to practice empathy in real time. How did you two adapt to the new landscape of the last year?
Well, for me, it's been very difficult. I've always been involved and social, and so this has sort of cut me off from a lot of the social outlets that I had, even going small things like going to the gym or spending time with friends, having lunch, having birthdays, those kind of things. And so all you can do is hope and pray that in the back of your mind this will be over soon. And it does look better as the vaccines become more available. And just be as careful as you can, because you're not in a relationship by yourself. You're in a relationship with somebody else, and you have to protect them as much as you protect yourself. And so we've been very, very quiet and living very close to each other, but it's very, very difficult. It does cause a problem with mental health, and I think a lot of people are dealing with that. But I cannot even imagine what the people who have children or a lot of monetary problems are going through. It's just such a difficult time. And I believe it will actually change our society. In a way, it's kind of made us more aware of the inequalities in our society. So it hasn't put anything in the back burner. I think things are still moving along. There are still groups trying to use their religious freedoms to take the rights away from lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer folks. Every day they want to discriminate against couples, married couples. They want to enshrine that in laws. And in many states, there are laws that allow people to discriminate, continue to discriminate against LGBTQ people. And I believe that people, especially transgender people of color, and elderly gay people are having a very difficult time with this pandemic. People who are marginalized in our society, any type of person that's marginalized in our society, is suffering right now. And it's up to all of us to kind of bond together. And if you see someone who's suffering or somebody who needs help, to step forward and, you know, spend a day with somebody or take somebody for a walk. I mean, within safe distance and practicing all the safe guidelines. But you have to reach out to other people at this time.
Hmm. Yeah, as you know, as being in a couple, it's been easier in some ways because and being retired before this happened, we're used to spending a lot of time together, probably more so than most couples. And, you know, all in all, we get along pretty darn well, considering, you know, we're here, you know, 24/7 and we've been more or less cocooned in, except for, you know, the essentials. But so for that reason, it was probably a little bit easier for us to adapt and live the situation. But we do have a lot of empathy and compassion for people that are, in situations where, you know, just for the luck of few things, a few years difference in age and situations, you know, they're in a situation that can be very difficult. We have our spats once in a while, but we, considering we've been together for 45 years and almost essentially together for 1 year with very little separation at all, you know, we feel very grateful. But I think it has a lot to do with the length of time we've been together, and especially this last since we've been retired, that we've, you know, had to spend a lot more time together.
Did either of you learn?
I guess we've been on lockdown for 10 years.
I was just going to ask, did either of you learn anything new about the other one in the past year, in the kind of intense cocoon that many people are experiencing in the pandemic?
Alan?
Are you I think that... go ahead, Danny.
Well, even after all these years together, you're always learning something new about the other person. And maybe it might not be new, but maybe you just forgot that that was something that was involved in the relationship, because things that happened years and years ago sometimes come back up. And you go, I thought I dealt with this before, but you have to deal with it again. But I don't know if we've learned a whole lot of new things about each other because we know each other so well. I think we're just, every day we're dealing with trying to treat each other with respect and kindness. And, you know, some days it gets very difficult because the only person that you see is your spouse. So the only person I see is Alan. So who else am I going to take my frustrations out on? So I think I've learned things about myself and my dealing with my own frustrations and my and how it's easy to take them out on the people around you, especially the people that you love the most and know the most.
Hmm. Ellen, do you have any retort?
well, for me, I've always looked at life, you know, I was very religious when I was a kid, but I always look at life more as we're in purgatory, not hell, you know, things are going to get better. And life, you just have to take it as it comes. And just have that in mind, that this is, everything is transitory and temporary. And this will get better, and we just have to wait it out. And unfortunately, when you're in the middle of it, it's it does seem like hell and not purgatory. But, you know, that's a good, I think it's a good perspective to have. And it helps me anyway.
Hmm. Well, that's a very Catholic perspective.
It is.
You have. But I might say that we're not in hell or purgatory. We're actually here in life, and it's beautiful, and we just have to remember that and try to appreciate, you know, the sun on the palm tree leaves or a beautiful hibiscus flower, and realize that this is life, this is all we have. And within all the pain and sorrow and loss that life encompasses, there's always some love, or there's always some happiness, there's always a good joke. Life in our country right now is so tragic and trying. I'm only hoping that it'll bring us all closer together.
That was Danny Castro, formerly Robinson, and his husband, Alan. They're counting their blessings. They were the first guests on our show 10 years ago. They celebrated 45 years together this January as a couple.